At the moment, the majority of the Beatles fans are in their hometown of Liverpool, and I have a very strong suspicion it won't be long before they're all over the country. Meanwhile, here's a request for the number which started it all for the Beatles, Love Me Do.
That was so exciting, that was so different from a lot of the music that was around at the time. Because that was really the start of the whole the Merseyside thing. And then the clothes was a big thing as well. It started out sort of modish, because if you remember, they wore suits. And then we all slowly became hippies. Love me do.
Robert Loudon from Y Allen was barely a teenager when the Beatles caught his imagination with Love Me Do. And when they came to Ireland a year later, he was determined to see them at the Ritz in Belfast.
Very nice to be in Ireland, though.
Both bits.
To make sure that we got the tickets, we actually slept in the foyer of the Ritz, and we were out fishing the day of the concert, and we were coming home, and lo and behold, coming down from the airport, we were thumbing a lift, and we thumbed a lift from the Beatles. Unfortunately, they didn't stop for us. Well, that would have been a better story.
Meanwhile, farther south, a young father, Brian Darcy, had just spent a year in seminary.
Somebody had come on the scene that I knew nothing about, so I was determined to find out something about him. Lo and behold, in 1963, a year after they had hit the big time, didn't they come to the Adelphi Cinema in Dublin? When everybody went to bed after night prayer, I got on down to the bottom of the corridor, sneaked out a window of the monastery, this big monastery, while they were all in bed, and got me a little bicycle and went down like an innocent, thinking that I could go into the Beatles like I went into a show band. But when I got there, all hell broke loose. There was girls throwing things that I had never seen before in my entire life. Me dressed in Roman collar, by the way, at this stage, and all of 17 and a half years of age. And the guard says to me, "Father, it's time you went home." So I stood and I heard Love Me Do in the distance and all the other Beatles songs. And all you could hear was screaming, and every now and again it would subside and you'd hear a Beatles song. So I sneaked back out again and back on my bicycle, put it outside the door, climbed in the window, put the clothes over my head, and nobody ever knew I was there.
Somebody knew. But clutching his ticket, Robert Loudon and his friends made it inside the Ritz.
We were up in the balcony, pretty close to the front of the balcony, so we had a great view looking down on the stage. The concert itself was just noise. It was just noise, but that was okay because we had all the albums, we had all the LPs and so on that we could play, but you couldn't actually really hear it that well. A young girl screaming and fainting and getting on, you know. Boys didn't scream in those days, no. They let the girls get on with that. But the memories are still there, and I've never really lost the love for the Beatles. I still have. I have their autobiographies over there in my bookcase, and I still have my original albums. So, yes, I mean, I've been with the Beatles all along, and still listen to them. Buy books, buy movies and so on. So, yes, they've been peppered all the way through my life, yeah.
Is Love Me Day going to get a wee play now the anniversary's come around?
Oh, very much so. Very much so, yeah. And a few more as well, I think. Love Me Day.